Wars El Pacifico, Bill Hendry.
You sold Timberwolf after as well.
That's not what the law says. And I know Washington doesn't have a good track history of
the Justice Department is reviewing the Arizona law.
You're too old to be a felon. This is high school. We're seniors. If you're going to act up, give us another option besides.
So many of these people are so poor and they are so black.
Thank you, Brian and Judy.
World famous Phil Hendry Show every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast and 4 a.m. on the East Coast. The news, talk, and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about. Truth is our bitch. Through the looking glass here every night. This hour, Herb Sewell, an academic assistant and researcher who has come out against the Arizona immigration law, is also a spokesperson for a group of educators. We have been talking with Mr. Sewell about the Arizona immigration law. We've also been talking about his admitted 8 years incarceration at Atascadero Forensic Hospital in California for child molestation, sex offenses, and so forth. And we have gotten into, you know, we've gotten into it. And I will say this, and I don't mean any disrespect. I know the man went to prison and served his time, but the fact is, let me put it as kind as I can. What an unusual choice. What an unusual choice for people to make, someone with a history that he has, to advocate on behalf of their stand opposing the Arizona immigration law. So we're going to talk with Herb. We'll get back into our discussion with him momentarily. 877-876-PHIL, online at philhendryshow.com. You can watch us performing our show right now by going to our website and watching our live video stream, as well as listening to our live audio. That's philhendryshow.com. We'll also be doing live video updates from the Grenadines over the next couple of weeks. If you go to our website, you can check out our video log. We'll also be blogging and posting photographs there. Are we going to be in the Grenadines doing a remote broadcast? No. Are we going to be taking a group of listeners on a cruise? No. Are we going to be covering a volcano or a hurricane? No. Are we going to be laying on our fat asses drinking? Yes. So check it out at our website, philhendryshow.com. Before we get to Mr. Sewell, here is Janet Napolitano, the Homeland Security Secretary, voicing reservations about the new state law during a Senate Judiciary Committee hearing.
The Justice Department is reviewing the Arizona law. It does not actually take effect until 90 days after the close of the Arizona legislative session, so it is not, in fact, in effect in Arizona, which permits time, I think, for the Justice Department to really look at whether the law meets constitutional safeguards or not.
All right, so that's Janet Napolitano, and I don't really know what it is that she... To be honest with you, I don't know what she's talking about. I don't oppose the law at all myself. I think it's about time, and I think it's what happens when the federals don't do their job, which they haven't done, and they've been screwing around, and Arizona has taken... And this is, by the way, something that's been going on for a long time, Mr. Sewell. States taking unto themselves a responsibility. I remember during the gas crisis of the early 1970s when we had no gasoline, when the oil was being embargoed by the Arab countries, there were a number of states who came out and said, well, screw you, we're going to buy our own oil.
Well, I don't know, Phil. You talk about the 1970s. I prefer to speak in terms of the modern time, modern era. I don't know what happened. But I will tell you that this is, in my opinion, and again, you cannot leave alone. Let me tell you this. I am going to be running for the United States Congress, and I will get it out in front. I don't have a problem getting out in front of the issue. So when we declare for the United States Congress in the state of California for 2010, I will be very clear that I was a child molester. We'll get it out in the open, and we'll move on. Now, you know as well as I do, the American people are a people who want to know how you stand on the issues, but they don't want you to hide anything. But once you get it out there, Obama admitted using marijuana. George Bush admitted using cocaine. The other one, Bill Clinton admitted to multiple sexual affairs with women. Ted Kennedy admitted to alcoholism. And so I admit to child molestation. Let's move on.
Well, I don't know that you're going to be able to move on from something like that. As much as what you say is true about these other candidates having this in their past, these imperfections, these character failings.
How about instances of illegal behavior? My God, you
Well, Bill Clinton having affairs with women.
Yes, but the use of cocaine, use of marijuana, and the alcohol, and the raging alcoholism of Teddy Kennedy. I am going to run. I'm not hiding anything. All right.
Well, then we're going to bring it up.
Well, you bring it up with a glee and with a relish that I find offensive.
I'm not bringing it up with a glee and a relish. I'm just saying that if you say that the Arizona immigration law is anti-human, if you say, as you said, that having no health care in this country, the kind of health care, national health care we need, is anti-human, then how do you respond when someone says that your history as a child molester isn't human?
Let's talk about the issues for a change. Let's get off of me. I know that you think I'm fascinating. I'm sure that your listeners think I'm fascinating. And I think I'm fascinating, if you want my honest opinion.
No, we don't think you're fascinating. We happen to think that it's part and parcel of whether you can be taken seriously. I need to take a phone call here. 877-876-PHIL. Here is Sheila in Lexington, North Carolina. Sheila, you're on the Phil Henry Show with Herb Sewell. Go ahead.
I want Mr. Sewer. Let's pronounce it correctly to know that I have two kidnapped nieces. That we
Wait a
have
minute.
Been
what did you call?
For.
You called me sewer.
So,
you
shut
called me sewer?
Up, you maggot.
Don't call me. You don't call me sewer.
Every
you don't know. I'm not going to listen to anything you have to say to get my name right. Get
there.
My name right.
I would
Wait a minute, Herb. Hold on.
Against you, I will be there to tell Congress that if they even attempt to listen to you, that they will have a problem.
I am running
you.
For Congress.
You are Let running
to bygones be bygones.
That's the only place where you better be running to, because there
you
are families
be
out here that no, ain't no damn bygones be bygones. You are a child rapist. Tell the truth.
Yes, but I spent 8 years
you,
in
I don't give a damn if you
and
spent 20 years. You should have spent life. You
I'm
have
liberal.
Now
you
acquired
Democrat?
Yourself a shadow. I am your shadow. I'm going to be your worst enemy. So go ahead, argue, and hide behind the skirts of immigration. I will
well,
be
you, if you don't mind getting me coffee.
You go
if you don't mind running for coffee.
A child rapist.
Okay, Herb. Now, why are you mocking the lady?
I'm not mocking the lady. She said she's calling me something. Look, I'm getting out in front of this. I admit to everything she just said. I'm still running for Congress.
You're not going nowhere. You're not going to Congress. Trust me. You better look me up first, brother. And
yes, I am. Yes, I am. I'm going to Congress. I'm going to go to Congress.
I have a petition with your name on it already, okay, saying that we will not hear from you. We will not hear from you. And if we catch you near our children, our schools,
well, I'll believe that when I
see it.
See, this is what you're going to be up against, Herb. You're going to be up against people who, if you run for Congress, you come out in front and...
Look, at Obama admitted to smoking weed. And
I don't give a damn about smoking weed. I don't give a damn about Tiger cheating on his wife, but you are a child rapist. You are a scum of the earth. Get it straight. You will never be rehabilitated. You have a sickness that cannot be cured. So stop lying to yourself.
However,
you do better off about committing suicide.
I oppose the Arizona immigration law, and that helps
me
with the Democratic Party.
Oh, come on, look at
me. Who knows?
This lady is.
Trust
you know she's a Democrat, don't you?
No, I don't know that she's a Democrat.
She got kidnapped children. She got kidnapped children out there somewhere, just like that Garrido guy. You should have served time in prison or time
Garrido
in
guy.
Wait a minute, Sheila. That's Sheila, where are your kids? These are your Sheila. These are your children? Are you saying these are your children, Sheila?
No, these are my nieces kidnapped out of Chicago, probably by somebody who's just like that piece of scum on your campus.
And you know that you have, the police have been informed of this, obviously.
Yes.
Well, what about a family?
Wait.
It's not a family member, is it?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
They're my family members. I've been on CNN, America's Most Wanted, BET,
right.
The Morning Show, The Early Show, and you know what? I'm making my personal business.
See how she's
to
bragging.
Shut you down.
No wonder she talks a lot. She's on television all the time.
I'm going to
bragging.
Shut you down.
Okay. Herb, hold on for a minute. I want to ask Sheila, so how do you know it's not a family member that has taken these children, like a father or an uncle? No? Not possible?
Because it's not. It's not.
Okay.
But when I hear people sitting on a panel talking about, I've been rehabilitated, rehabilitated because I got a jailhouse degree.
She's
man,
TV
go to hell.
Better
that's
than me.
All right.
I was on CNN. Well, aren't you something?
She's not bragging about it. She's talking about her kids, okay?
I'm trying to get her on FaceTime on the Phil Henry Show. She's been on CNBC, and she's bugging me on your cheap show.
My cheap show, huh?
Yeah.
Okay, look, Sheila, I wish you the very best, your family as well, and I certainly do hope your loved ones will return to you. Thank you. She's very angry, okay?
She's on CNN, CNBC.
Yes, that's right, because she has a very serious family problem.
And I'm trying to get a little love on your little show here, and I've been dumped on more than a guy sitting under a pigeon nest. Do you get that? Sitting under a pigeon nest?
Yeah.
Oh, you know something? You want it to seem like if I go out there on the stump, I won't get a laugh.
Oh, we'll be back. 877, that's right, man. Go out there on the stump, I won't get a laugh. You're getting a lot of laughs tonight, Herb. 877-876-PHIL as we talk to Herb Sewell about the Arizona immigration law and more about what right he has to talk about it after having spent 8 years in prison for child molestation. We'll be back here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show.
Phil Henry. This is the world famous Phil Henry Show.
I don't believe so, though.
Well, I think so.
I'm back, Phil Henry Show, back with Herb Sewell, who you believe that lady was a plant. I had a lady on the line here just a moment ago from Lexington, North Carolina. Her name was Sheila, and you think she was a plant.
I absolutely do think she was a plant. All she could do was talk about all the television shows that she'd been on.
Why would I plant somebody like that? I don't understand.
Well, I think you planted that person so she could talk about all of the TV shows she's been on, and all I get to do is your radio show and one or two others. And I'm planning on running for Congress.
So it was to humiliate you?
Well, I don't know, but because of my past and my incarceration for the aforementioned crimes, which I don't think I have to repeat anymore, because you've done more than your fair share, I'm opposed to the Arizona immigration law, which I think puts me solidly on the side of humanity and liberalism. And yet here comes a woman who's clearly a Democrat because of the... And I guess this is going to make me a racist because she's black.
Oh, well, don't be profiling, though.
Oh, get out of here. I'm not profiling anything. And then she says that she is on the...
Yeah, you're profiling. She's black, so she's got to be a Democrat. That's profiling.
I'm going to say this. She said she got to go on CNBC and MMM. What's the name of the network that's MMM?
MMM. I don't know.
Don't play it stupid, Phil.
MSNBC. I'm not playing anything stupid. MSNBC.
MSNBC. She's all over the map. And on top of that, she sticks her megaphone into your little barn, into your little barn show.
My little barn show. Well, it's good enough for you, though. 877-876-PHIL. Moving on to another phone call, we have Dale. Dale, you're on the Phil Henry Show with Herb Sewell, sir. Go ahead.
Okay, first of all. I'm an ex-Marine. I'm a Christian. I'm a liberal. I'm not a Democrat nor a Republican, and I'm black. Actually, I was hoping to hear a discussion, a civil discussion.
So you're a Democrat?
I just said that I'm not.
Well,
as I was saying, sir, I'm trying to be respectful to you, and I hope that you can find that God will forgive you for your past crime. But actually,
Congress.
Let me finish, please, sir.
I'm running for Congress.
Go ahead. You know what? You don't stand a snowball's chance in hell. But that's not even the issue. The point I was trying to make is that it really, you've mentioned more about your past crime than your guest here, the person that's hosting you as a guest. You've been most disrespectful, and you've said...
Well, you're not very... You don't even know his name.
Let the man finish, will you please?
As I was saying, Okay. Anyway.
You sound like you're in distress. You sound as if you're moving.
Will you let the band talk?
Sir, I'm not in distress. My soul is not closest to going to hell right now as yours is, because you sound totally non-repentant. You're obviously a narcissist. You're very delusional if you think any... Most of the people in this country have kids or grandkids or aunts and uncles, and most of them are not going to vote for you simply because of your past crimes. And it's obvious that the issue of immigration in Arizona is not what you came on the show to talk about. You came on the show to talk about yourself, sir. I feel sorry for you. I feel sorry for you. And you're obviously... full of yourself, and the main problem is you need to get over yourself, and maybe you might get some empathy from people.
I don't think that you are, sir.
I think you're quite full of yourself. You're quite full.
Well, I got to ask. Hold on for a minute, Herb. I got to ask Dale, rather, very strong voice. But it's pinning the hell out of my video feed, and generally I get complete. No. You've got a very strong voice. You got a very beautiful voice, in fact. But you, I just wanted to get my guys in the control room.
This is to get the everybody's mind off the fact that this man is verbally raping me.
Oh, will you knock it off?
That's exactly what's going on. That's exactly what's going on. I'm being verbally assaulted by the. And he's laughing because he's one of these. Didn't he say he was a Marine or something like that?
Yeah.
Yeah, see, they find this sadistic. And
what do you mean what does that mean, they're sadistic?
You hear that? You know,
I'm sadistic because I chose to serve my country so that people like you could go around and say pretty much whatever you feel like saying.
Right.
I'm sadistic.
I saw this TV show on HBO. And it showed a Marine digging the gold out of a Japanese fella's teeth.
Oh, come on, man. That's the Pacific. You know something? That was wartime, and it was a very brutal time, and it's got nothing to do with what we're talking about, Herb.
That was a movie, sir. That was a movie.
Well, it's based on, they say it was based, and you call me, I'm running for Congress, and I'm already going to get out in front of it. I was a child molester. Now, if you ran for Congress, would you get out in front of the fact that you dug gold out of a Jap's mouth? No.
A Jap!
Actually, you're being racist, calling someone Japanese a Jap.
Yeah, you called him a Jap.
No, that's what everybody calls them.
No, not everybody calls him that.
Oh, my gosh. Say something very quickly, and I'll
go ahead. Go ahead, Dale.
Since I'm 17 years old, I think I mentioned also that I'm a black American. I've been stopped by the cops frequently. I'm a law-abiding citizen. I was raised by my mom and dad to be that way. I have been pulled over numerous times. I've been racially profiled just because I'm driving a Porsche and I'm in a neighborhood that maybe I shouldn't be in. But let me say this. Sir, you have absolutely no credibility whatsoever as a congressional candidate or any other type of candidate. What you need to do is measure yourself by yourself instead of keep bringing up the late Ted Kennedy.
What are you talking about? You being pulled over for? It's got nothing to do with what we're saying, you being pulled over in a Porsche. What does that got to do?
He was saying he has been racially profiled.
My whole life.
I'm opposed to that. I'm against that.
And
that's why I'm opposed to
it. How about that? I'm against it. But what I'm saying
then support
is,
me for
you're
Congress.
Talking about immigration, and you've said nothing about immigration whatsoever. When I first started listening to the program, I was on your side until I heard that you were who you are, and you started making an issue of it.
The lady called up and
she's not the guest on the show.
She was on CNBC.
Will you forget about her?
And you're making
forget about her.
Of you. Anyway,
well, you said, look at two callers in a row. She was on, and this guy said he has a Porsche. And so they're both trying to rub it in.
No, I didn't.
How are they rubbing it in?
She said she was on television, and he said he's got a Porsche.
That's got nothing to do with anybody rubbing anything in.
Porsche. But at any rate...
Well, excuse me, Enzo Ferrari.
Calling you some other name other than your name.
I
wish you the best, and I hope you will get over yourself. I hope that you will find Jesus.
Well, you just called me Mr. Ghoul.
I called you Mr. Sewell.
I heard Ghoul.
Well, that's what you've been hearing a lot of stuff. You've been hearing a lot of stuff, and you think because some guy says he's got a Porsche. All right, Dale, thanks for your call.
Thank you.
Because he said Porsche, he's rubbing it in. Phil Henry.
Why don't you go ahead and say it, Phil? You got a Jaguar.
You're listening to the world-famous Phil Henry Show.
There is an interesting story about paddling going on in high schools. Paddling going on in high schools at his corporal punishment being administered by the high school. But this story is sort of strange in my mind. Paddling high school senior girls, or not senior, but high school girls who wear inappropriate dresses to the prom. Paddling them. And we're going to talk a little bit about that with a gentleman who is a member of a parent chaperone committee here in Southern California. His name is Mr. Stephen Bozell, and we'll have him as a guest in a few minutes to talk about this idea of corporal punishment. But the paddling of female students who are not wearing the right dress to a dance? Okay. 877-87, what are you looking at?
Well, I mean, why do you think that's weird? That sounds pretty funny to me.
But, you know, some things it's not just all about, you know.
Oh, man, get real, man. We didn't get real.
Just never mind, all right? Just don't go in here. I know it sounds really funny to you. The girl has to lift her dress up and get a smacker. This has to do with parents, has to do with kids. Just never mind, okay?
Yeah, I know, but how come you don't know? Yeah, at least I know better than you do.
Here's one you may find funny, bud. A bunch of guys in Nazi gear got their asses beat in Philadelphia. All right. Three men who showed up in full Nazi regalia to a hardcore punk show at an Old City bar Friday night in Philadelphia were attacked by 50 people on the street after leaving the venue. That's hysterical. That's hysterical. The headlining band at the Khyber Bar that night was Murphy's Law, led by frontman Jimmy G, who used to go by the name Jimmy Gestapo. In an email to the Daily News, see, to a lot of bands, it's just one big funny thing. It's also extremely shocking. It's kind of like the way the Hells Angels used to ride around wearing iron crosses and German helmets. Nonetheless, in an email to the Daily News, Jimmy G confirmed that some guys had showed up to the concert in full Nazi field dress. Oh, is that right, Jimmy G? Field dress? And he said, quote, and they did get their asses kicked, end quote. Khyber owner Stephen Simons, who was not at the show, said he'd been told that the crowd inside largely ignored and mocked the three men. That was inside. But after they exited the club, the Second Street Bar, on Second Street, rather, near Chestnut, this is in Philadelphia, they were attacked by a group of up to 50 people. Simon said, and I quote, I guess being on Second Street in SS uniforms on a Friday night is a way to incite a semi-riot. Maybe. You know, and one of the things you should know is if you're going to put on SS regalia or Nazi field dress, as Jimmy Gestapo called it, I guess you want to know where it is you're going. Who are you going to be dealing with? Nothing wrong with putting on, you know, life is, folks, as they say, life is cause and effect, isn't it? If you want to know what the cause was, take a look at the effect. If you got your ass beat, that probably pretty much tells you what you need to know as to what caused you to get your ass kicked. An attendee of the show who asked not to be named posted a blog entry about the event Saturday and then removed it Sunday after receiving really negative feedback, he said. He asked not to be named. You know, this brings me to just a small side point. If you write a blog, be prepared to have some people not like it, and be prepared to have some people really not like it. Because if you write a blog, if you get on the World Wide Web or the Internet, and you want people to know you as a blogger, and they want to know your opinions, and they get pissed off, then you're going to have to man up at some point and stand by what you say. If you think blogging and becoming well-known as a blogger is all nothing but sweetness and light and sunshine. Think again, Charlie. Some people may not like your stuff. They may want to beat your ass for some of it. Ask not to be, identified. I got really negative feedback. Yeah, I guess you did, huh? Maybe you want to try something else, man. Go back to the airplane glue and those models. In the posting, he described the men as tattooed with Nazi-inspired symbols and is wearing camouflage combat pants, woolen World War II-era coats adorned with SS emblems, and authentic Third Reich hats with Nazi insignias emblazoned atop them. He said the crowd kicked and punched the Nazi wannabes and used weapons that included beer bottles and cue balls, although postings on other online message boards described the attack as more tame. The only information police have on the incident is that they responded to a report of disturbance on 2nd Street at 11:30 at night. There were no arrests, there was no hospitalizations or assaults reported. Simon said it was the first time anyone had showed up at the Khyber Bar in Nazi gear. He said, as a Jew, I'm totally offended by them wearing the uniform, but as an American citizen, I totally uphold their right to dress however they want to dress. You know, I said we have an uncensored pre-show between 9 and 10 Pacific, between midnight and 1 on the East Coast. We do a pre-video show and a pre-audio show on our website, and it's uncensored. And I said at that time, only probably in more colorful language, I don't accept that. If I'm Jewish, I'm not going to say something as punk as, well, you know, I don't dig it, but I do respect their right. I just wouldn't, on principle, I wouldn't say that. I'm Jewish, yeah? And not only do I not dig what they did, I don't care if they do have the right to wear that. I'll beat their ass if I see them on my street. How do you feel about that? Well, you know, they have the right. I don't give a damn if they have the right. I'll go to jail. I'll beat them that close to death if I see them on my street. And, wow, you must be really repressive. And, that's just the way it is, man. You know, I don't know how I got to be that way. Maybe it has something to do with like 6 million people stuck in an oven and right up the chimney they went. But I am not personally, I don't personally endorse that whole, I uphold their right. See, one of the things that we forget, yes, people have a right. But people are people. Human beings are human beings. Am I right or am I wrong about that? In other words, there is an animal reaction to certain things. If you walk into a crowd of black folks and you've got on a Klan outfit, do I have the constitutional right to wear a Klan outfit in the middle of a bunch of black people? Yeah, I suppose. I don't know if it falls under hate crime legislation in some states. I really don't. But I'm saying that on the surface, yeah. Would I do it? No. Why? Because I'd die. So a guy that gets into a Nazi outfit and walks into a room with a bunch of Jews should expect to, in the very least, spend several months in a hospital. And if he doesn't have to fear that, I think there's something more wrong with the Jewish people than there is with the guy in the Nazi outfit. Anybody wearing that kind of gear walking around on the streets of America should be afraid of getting his ass beat to within an inch of his life. And anybody that walks around in that gear and is not afraid of that, there's something wrong with the country, not with that guy. That's just my opinion.
Wait a minute. I almost done said it. No, I don't know. What do you mean there's something wrong with the country on account of the guy wearing it?
I'm just saying, bud, that even though the guy has the right...
Yeah, he's got the constitutional right of America.
Yeah, he's got the constitutional right of America to wear whatever the hell he wants to wear, okay? Yeah, I know that. I'm just saying that for a guy to walk down the street dressed that way in this country, and he doesn't get his ass kicked, I think there's something wrong with the country.
You don't think there's anything wrong with a guy dressed in a Nazi regalias?
You don't even know what regalia means, man.
No, he doesn't. Yeah, I do. It means the clothes.
Yeah, I think there's something wrong with him. I think that's a guy. There's something wrong with him. That's a guy who's looking for trouble. He's probably a masochist. He probably wants to get his ass kicked. Any cat dressed like that is looking to get his ass kicked, okay? So we already know what he's all about. But anybody that sees him dressed that way and doesn't kick his ass, there's something wrong with them.
Well,
Well, what, man? That's my point. That's the opinion that I've proffered on this here show, and I'm sticking by it. Anyway, he said that although men dressed as Nazis were at the downtown show, at the same time a largely gay dance party was going on upstairs. Wait a second. Maybe those guys were looking for the gay dance party.
That's probably right.
There was a man on the second floor wearing a wedding dress. I don't think he had any problem going out onto 2nd Street. Maybe he was looking for the guy in the Nazi gear. Maybe it was their wedding night. Anyway, that happened in Philadelphia, so, be forewarned. Like newspaper revenue, the decline in circulation shows signs of slowing. So while we are all out wearing our Nazi regalia, we aren't reading newspapers anymore, which is probably okay with me. I think we're reading them online. We're not reading them, on the Internet. We're not reading them in paper. We're reading them online. There's only one newspaper, and this is interesting because I come from a generation that read newspapers. There's a whole new millennial generation where newspapers don't mean anything. The rest of us, it was a thing where you found the newspaper at the end of the driveway, and you opened it up, and you looked at it, and it was kind of a cool thing. But newspapers are going out of business largely because they were too stupid to recognize what was happening. I have said it before. I'll say it again. Media is the number one story. Newspapers are right in the middle of that story, and they still don't get it. They're still not covering the very story that they have become a casualty of. The only paper that has an uptick in circulation, which one do you think, bud?
What?
Which newspaper has an uptick in circulation?
I don't know. Let me see. No. The Sporting News. Yeah, I was going to say that.
The Sporting News?
Yeah.
No, not the Sporting News. The Wall Street Journal.
No.
The Wall Street Journal. The Sporting News.
I thought they'd be.
Plus 0.5%. That's one half of 1% they went up from last year to this year. Everybody else down. Now, I'm looking here. The newspaper with the largest circulation in America is the Wall Street Journal, 2,092,000, and they are up. The second largest circulation in America is the USA Today with 1,000,008, and they're down 13%. The New York Times, 951,000, down 8%. The LA Times, 616,000, down 14%. These are dailies, by the way. Washington Post, down 13%. Daily News, down 11%. And when you get to the top 10, the Houston Chronicle, the Chicago Tribune, all of them are down, and they are all in the 300,000 to 500,000 daily circulation range. They are all down, and the reason why they're all down in circulation is because they did not take advantage of the communication and information revolution that was taking place in terms of the Internet and ways of delivery. It's all about information and how you deliver it, and these guys are too stupid. I mean, stupid doesn't even begin to tell the story. And we can talk all we want about the politicians in Washington, man, but God, these guys had the same problem the guys in Detroit had, and the same problem the people in radio have, and anybody is holding on to a company that's worth less than a dollar a share. Obama didn't do it to you, and Bush didn't do it to you. You guys, I mean, I'm telling you, ever in the history of this country were there people who were less suited for their jobs at the most critical time in the history of those industries? I don't know when it was. I think this is the all-time record breaker here. We've had the most perfectly inept jackasses at the wrong place at the wrong time. And that's what we got. All right, we're coming back on the Phil Henry Show. Steve Bozell is coming up next here. Not next, but next hour, I should say. California is going to be banning fast food meals with toys because the fat little pigs,
That's tough, man.
Little kids are riding and getting them. The world famous Phil Henry Show.
Phil Henry.
All right, 877-876-PHIL, and welcome back to our program. I was looking at this list of these news. I don't know how many of you guys actually read newspapers. I do when I go to Starbucks.
Because they got the paper out there.
Right. When they have the if I go to Starbucks and look at the L.A. Times.
Yeah, look at the L.A. Times, look at the New York Times. I buy the L.A. Times. You buy the New York Times. And I'm not clear on that.
I just buy the New York Times because I don't know. I buy the New York Times because I don't want to screw around, you know. I want to just give it to me, man. Give me the news. Let's go. You know?
Yeah, but why not the L.A. Times?
The L.A. Times long ago stopped being in the news-gathering business. I'll tell you what happened to the L.A. Times. It's as simple as the it's as plain as the plate in Bud's head here.
Yeah.
The L.A. Times stopped. The L.A. Times didn't recognize what you needed to do, and it's the same problem with the rest of these papers. They thought it was about editorial. They thought it was about content and editorial policy. They thought it was about, well, maybe we shouldn't give them this kind of news. Let's give them that kind of news, and it should be. Now, of all these newspapers that I was talking to you about, the number one paper is the Wall Street Journal, and it's the only paper on this list of newspapers that deals in a very specialized kind of news. It is the only paper of all of these that deals in a specific kind of trade news, financial news. That's right. The Wall Street Journal, yes, deals in, you know, ancillary news. They do have their news bureau, per se, but nobody buys the Wall Street Journal to find out what the hell's going on, you know, in the world so much as people buy the Wall Street Journal to find out how the financial markets are reacting to what's going on in the world. And what are the other stories that may be affecting the financials? All right, so people are going for that newspaper and buying it because it still is providing a valuable service, and that is it's giving us information about a certain segment of the, you know, economy, or it's giving us information about the economy, a certain segment of news, and we want that. And we're mobile during the day, so we can't necessarily log on unless we're, you know, complete dorks.
What about an iTablet?
I don't know about an iTablet. I don't know any of that. Most people are going to buy a newspaper, okay? So they're going to reach for the Wall Street Journal because, oh, you know, that's going to tell me something I need, man. It's telling me something about news. The Wall Street Journal, that's what they are. It's a very reliable kind. It's a reliable newspaper, and the news that they deal with is really, even though people perceive the Wall Street Journal to be conservative, that kind of shows you the simple thinking of a lot of people. Wall Street Journal isn't so much conservative as it is just pro-business. So I don't know what to tell you.
Well, that's conservative.
Really? So in other words, I can't be a Democrat and be pro-business? I don't understand that way of thinking, but if you want to say that. Fact is, it's a business. Now, all these other newspapers, from the USA Today to the New York Times, the LA Times, the Washington Post, they're all twisting in the breeze, holding onto their asses because they don't know what to do. They blew it years ago when they could have had an online presence. They blew it years ago when they could have taken a page from a guy like Drudge or a million other people on the Internet who realized that journalism had passed from the so-called professionals to the anarchists. And the reason why it had done that is because there was so much more space for people to fill with their own point of view that it didn't necessarily conform to this idea, well, I better check my sources, and I better get two or three different quotes, and I better find out. It was just any kind of crap you wanted to throw up there, and a responsibility suddenly became the consumer to check out whether it was true or not. And I like that, personally.
But what do you like about that when the guy didn't, you don't even know, and then you got to go look for it?
I just happen to like it. I like the idea that we've got to take responsibility for our own information now. I never liked the idea, and I never believed that it was possible to get truth dropped into your lap every day. It's going to happen. So they didn't figure that one out. They didn't figure out the Internet thing, that's for sure. And a very classic example of all of this is, as we've said before, but I love repeating it, and one of these days they'll figure it out, is the L.A. Times. The L.A. Times is a glaring example of a news-gathering body that didn't know it was about technology. They thought it was about editorial stance. They didn't know that it was about how information is delivered. They thought it was about the information itself. I know what I said about the anarchy of the Internet, but it was anarchy on the Internet, not anarchy in your little newspaper. You're never going to change. You're not going to change those people. You're not going to change the Tribune Company or any of these other jackass companies that have their traditions, and one of their traditions now is to lose money hand over fist. So what the LA Times did was they decided to become a liberal newspaper. Their editorial policy was very liberal. Their news reporting was very liberal. Within 1 week of the Iraq war starting, they had pictures of dead American soldiers on the front page. I don't think there was any newspaper that got it more wrong than the LA Times. And they just continue to bleed. They could have been on the cutting edge technologically and on how information was delivered. They didn't want to do that. By the way, we looked up the online sites. I don't know what I'm supposed to read here. It says, number one newspaper online, New York Times ranked 24th most visited site in the United States. The LA Times, the 104th most visited site in the United States. This according to Alexa. I don't know what that means.
Well, it just means that they're the most visited.
The most visited what? News sites? Comedy sites? Every site?
Probably like comedy.
Comedy, huh?
Well, I don't know.
All sites? Every site? Every kind of site that there is? All right. 877-876-PHIL. I guess we don't get that answer. We'll find out. It's the Phil Henry Show. Stephen Bozell coming up next on paddling girls in dresses.
Phil Henry.